Thank you very much. Let me thank European Union and Commissioner Verhaeghe for organizing this event. Very nice to be here. Excellencies, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, more equitable burden and responsibility sharing is key to help refugees and refugee hosting countries. It will be the most important message out of the Global Refugee Forum, I believe. The objectives of Global Compact are relevant to the Syrian refugee crisis. Everyone should take responsibility to achieve these objectives. We are doing our best for Syrians in Turkey since the beginning of the crisis. I would like to share one figure with you. More than half a million, 516 actually, thousand Syrian babies were born in Turkey. However, we didn't create this crisis and shouldn't be only once paying for its consequences. Continuation of donor support and EU support is essential. There is also an urgent need for expanding third country solutions, including resettlement opportunities. Unfortunately, while some EU members are willing to resettle Syrians, some doesn't intend to receive even a single refugee. As Turkey, we still wait for the realization of voluntary humanitarian admission scheme in line with the 18th March statement. Facility for refugees in Turkey is another important aspect of the 18th March statement, and our cooperation is going, and this is what we discuss in addition to others today with our during our bilateral meeting with Commissioner Verhaeghe. We do our best to achieve a political solution in Syria. We believe that this is only this solution, I mean the political solution, no military solution. We played a major role in establishing the Constitutional Committee. Unfortunately, the second round of the talks didn't go well, but we are doing our best to make next rounds of Constitutional Committee will be fruitful. We conducted three major counter-terrorism operations in Syria in order to clear these lands of Daesh and PKK-YPG terrorists. We are also working to maintain Idlib's de-escalation area status to prevent additional waves of mass displacement due to the operations of the regime and its supporters. Tens of thousands of Syrians have already started to move up to our borders. We believe that the safe and voluntary returns of Syrians is the most durable solution to Syrian refugee crisis. We should work together for necessary security and physical conditions to encourage and facilitate safe and voluntary returns. So far, more than 371,000 Syrians safely returned from Turkey to the areas in northwest Syria, which we cleared from terrorists. This is a successful example we can build on, particularly in the east of Euphrates by establishing a peace corridor. We believe that EU has a particular responsibility in this respect. This is also clearly stated in the 18th March statement. We will to organize an international conference together with Lebanon, Iraq, and Jordan with the participation of other relevant actors, including the European Union, and we will meet as foreign ministers tomorrow. My brother, dear brother Ayman, is also here. And we also continue working closely with UNHCR. UNHCR is our main partner. And we have already held two high-level meetings in 1 month, and the next meetings will be also convened in January and February. And the quadrilateral format with UK, Germany, and France will continue to focus on voluntary returns, and the follow-up meeting will be also held in Turkey in February. We count on the support of the international community and the European Union particularly for facilitating safe and voluntary returns of Syrians. Thank you very much.